You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Will you save? You're out. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're going to cover it all. This is the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray podcast. Good call.
Coming up on today's Good Call podcast, pet peeves, Brady's return. Is LeBron better than Jordan? How many people in the world can you beat up? And the craziest nut video of all time. And now, here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
I do have a little pet peeve that I need to get out off my chest.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is another thing for me, I have two pet peeves, three, that can set me off at any time.
You don't strike me as a big pet peeve guy, but that's just because you seem like a genuinely, generally happy guy.
I'm a very happy guy. And these
whoa, take it easy.
These pet peeves are, I think, mostly because it has to do with other people not taking the rest of us into consideration.
Yeah.
Okay, pet peeve number one, this drilled into my head from my mom, littering. Hey, motherfuckers, we all live here.
Yeah.
When I see somebody flick a cigarette butt out of a window of their
car. The most.
Does that bother you?
Irresponsible. Yes, of course, because it's so lazy. Also, it's also like, yo, if you're
going to smoke, California,
I'm not judging you for smoking.
No.
So if that's what's happening, then you're not blowing at my face.
But
I'm not yelling at you for, dude, there's times when you're around somebody smoking, you're like. Really, man, be a little more respectable about maybe turning your head when you blow, but smokers just assume it's a right, it's legal.
Okay.
I can blow my shit outside, even if it's right outside of a coffee shop and you walk out the door right into their cloud of smoke. They don't think to be maybe I should wipe that away or I should turn my head. They just think dude, I get to do this. So fucking get out. So you need to adjust.
But that's not it because look, when I have to fart really badly, I'm a fucking gentleman. That's like smoking.
That should be a crime, by the way. People who don't try to hold in farts.
But I'm saying
nothing that bad's going to happen to your body if you hold it in for.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. But that's about it.
But you got to find a spot to drop.
I also say this knowing nothing about the medical consequences of holding in a fart.
I don't know if are there medical consequences.
I don't think so.
We should have somebody hold one in for a year, and see what happens. It seems like that's a lot of air.
I mean, first of all. If you got some way to do that, what would be the
end game for them?
Yeah. What's the prize? Because you're going to have a year, first of all, not possible.
You know what the prize is?
Hate to be devil's advocate.
Did we go in and out? What happened?
Hate to be devil's advocate. A fart for a year. I think the longest you could probably.
I can't hear in my headphones.
I think you might have pulled it out.
Pull it out?
Yeah. I think the longest, first time Josh Wolf has pulled out.
Yep.
I mean, I can still hear myself.
What about me? Nope, I can't hear me. But am I still coming through on there? I don't think. Okay, so let me. But so, don't you think though it's kind of the same thing? There we go.
Great.
If I'm a smoker, that's the same concept, the same idea as well. Then I can fart wherever I want. No, because you should take other people into consideration.
It's human decency. It's social tact. It's
and throwing
being
it a
aware,
cigarette out the window, dude.
That's a big deal. That adds up. They think, one cigarette butt. Yeah, dude. But
we also live in California. Are they not aware of the fires? It's a little dry out here. I don't know if they tell you. But here's my thing. I asked a guy once. I go, hey, man. He pulled into the gas station. I saw him flick it on the way in. I go, just out of curiosity. What, you can't throw that in the trash? He goes, I don't want that smell in my car. I'm like, well, then stop fucking smoking.
Yeah, man. Wow. Right? That's the perfect response to put that guy on trial. He's lock him up because he just doesn't get it.
Okay, I'm going to go.
By the way, I'd be the worst judge of all time.
No, you'd be the best judge.
Yeah, maybe.
You'd be the best.
Lock him up, he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, you need to
lock him up.
Sit in jail until you figure out why you're stupid.
And then he just sends you a note that says, I get it. And you're like, you can get out.
Wow. Adam Ray's I get it court.
Do you get it?
Do you get
it? Oh, that would be a great one.
I mean, you know what, though? That's such a dude approach. So
do
simple. Do you get it now?
Yeah. Do you get it?
You know,
you just got punched 30 times. Do you get it?
A woman's court, not to make this a man on woman thing, but this is just, if you've been in a relationship, you know, and it's a known thing that, and I will speak from personal experience.
Okay.
And when getting into discrepancies with a female significant other, that when I acknowledge what has been irking them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I go, you're right. I did do that. That was shitty. I'm sorry. Let's, you want to go to the movie now? Oh, so just, that's it. So we're just done with it, right? So it's not, and I go, well, yeah, because I don't want to sit, it's a that only gets 2 minutes to talk about. Well, yeah, because why would we, what do you want to talk about for 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And waste, who would want to argue or even debate whatever it is we're talking about for longer than it needs to be? You're just shooing this away like it's not, like you don't care about my things. Like the situation doesn't matter enough. I go, it does matter. It matters so much that I want to move on from it and get back to happy us instead of sitting in that. And so the point I'm making from that, and I think that's consistent with a lot of relationships.
So consistent.
Okay.
Because you know what it is also?
And it's and sometimes it's to a fault. The dude will be so like brushed. Like sometimes you do need to give more.
There's got
to
be a middle ground.
To the
But you know what
issue.
It is, Adam? You know what it is? Is that when you say I'm sorry, that, and my wife has said this to me. I don't believe you. What? So that's
yeah, because how could you be so sorry so quick?
Because I just had a... I get what you're
saying.
Being
sorry takes time.
No,
you have to soak every part of this conversation in. I don't think you've soaked up every angle of it.
But then there's two ways to go as a man. The two ways to go are say, fuck you. I said I'm sorry. I'm not fucking saying it again.
Yeah.
Which is the wrong way.
Don't do that.
No, that seems to be, I've tried that a couple times. Yeah. You know, that doesn't help.
Doesn't work out.
No.
You sleep on the couch or your car.
Or you just get beaten into submission.
Yeah.
Which is about to happen anyway.
Or you eventually end up saying sorry, but by that time you've already...
It's too late. Yeah. Then you have to say sorry for being an asshole for not saying sorry.
And then you have to say sorry like 2 days later.
With like a present.
Up. Yep.
And then as you're going down on her, you have to say I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's a whole...
This is what I have to look forward to. I'm still a single man, so I haven't had to apologize mid-cunnilingus, but...
What's your... That's...
But so the woman's court would be, you know.
Yeah, that's what it would be, yeah.
So it would be, you know, do you get it? And they'd be like, I do get it. Okay, you're free. Just kidding, because I don't think you get it. And I want to know, wait, but I thought I was free. I thought I was, you said I stayed in there for 6 years. Yeah, but I think another four would really.
I'll be the guy, you be the judge.
Okay.
So I just want to tell you, I just want to let you know that I get it.
Great. Okay. I believe you.
Great, all right, perfect.
Look me in the eyes and tell me you get it.
I get it.
Hell yeah.
Okay, now let's do that. I'll be the...
By the way, are you a Pats fan?
Huge.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all going to watch the game in the bailiff's office later.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we gamble a little bit?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
right. We're not going to gamble. I work in the government, and I'm like, yeah, of course I'm going to gamble.
Perfect, all right.
Okay.
Now, I'll be the guy, and you be the woman judge.
Okay.
Okay.
So, do you get it?
I totally get it. I get it.
But do you?
No, I get it. I said I'm sorry, so I totally get it.
Whoa, okay, easy. You're getting very defensive, which...
No, I'm not defensive. I just want to let
Okay, you're shouting. Okay, what I want to say is I think you want to get it, and I think you're trying to get to a place where you do get it, but I don't think you're there, and I think what's holding you up is your willingness to understand.
But what I'm telling you is...
Don't put your hands on me.
Okay, no, you're right.
And you don't know me. You
no,
don't know my space. You don't know what I like and don't like.
You're 100%.
But what right. I do not like is you touching me.
Okay, I'll never touch you again. And I'll never touch you again.
I think you are, I thought you were 6 years away from getting it initially, which is how much time you spent in the slammer.
Yeah.
I think you're another four away.
No, I totally get it. I get what you're saying.
No.
And I apologize.
Now you're just saying that because I said you don't get it.
That is so what happens.
Boy, by the way, there was a visible shift in your face where you were locking into me. And Jory was just like,
I've
like,
taken a
there's
beating.
Been times
I've
where
taken
I,
that beating.
There's been times when I have, like, you know, even I've done, if you go on my YouTube channel, there's a slew of videos of me playing a girl, right? And this one character. And my buddy, comedian Brady Matthews, would play the boyfriend. And it was these videos where he was the straight man and I would just kind of berate him and just be a heightened version of a version that's out there of a kind of a annoying but sweet but chatty and gabby and a little too intrusive and just annoying but like funny and just like overwhelming sometimes for but lovable, which is why Brady was with this girl. But there were times when I would really do what I was just doing to you in the context of like a scene, and at the end of it, Brady would just like rub his head and go, God damn it, man, you're too good at that. I was starting to get really pissed off.
Do you know what the thing is? Here's two things when you know you've lost. And by the way, why I think those arguments happen are this. I don't think guys are stupid. I reject that notion. I've always rejected that notion. We're simple. There's a difference between being stupid and simple.
Yeah.
And the simplicity is, what do I need to do to fix the situation?
Yes.
Say, I'm sorry? Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Done.
Now, that is not how it works on the other side of the aisle.
No.
So, and I would say they're more complex and they think a little deeper than we do. But I would also tell you this, man. Have you ever got beaten down to the point where you actually just end up saying, tell me exactly what you want me to say?
Yeah, like you're some sort of like actor
tell
and you're the director and
exactly.
You're like,
exactly.
I'm not giving you the line reading you want.
Yeah.
What tone?
Tell
what
me.
Angle? How should my face look?
Where do you want me to look when I say this? Yeah.
Oh my
you want
God.
Me to, you want me to stand here?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't do that because then that's...
That's condescending.
Yeah, and there's no point. You're wait. What's the apology for if it's not going to come from you?
Because then you apologize and you're like, I didn't believe it. Oh my God, I don't know what to tell you. My biggest pet peeve happened to me on the way here, by the way, and then we'll get into, I know there's some things we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh yeah, pet peeves. That's how this all started.
Yes, and this is my biggest pet peeve. If there are two lanes on the street, two lane street, and both cars are doing the same miles per hour, I'm about to fucking kill somebody. Hey, listen, here's the deal. There's two lanes. One for those of us who want to get somewhere, and one for the rest of you who just can do whatever.
Right.
But that person who's driving next to the right-hand lane, the person in the left-hand lane who's driving the same 35 miles an hour, is a one-person fucking traffic jam. And know your fucking lane. There's two lanes. Listen, it's not my fault that you got shit in your underwear or whatever it is you're doing that makes you do 35 into 35. Good for you. And if there's only one lane, I got no problem with that. I just happen to get stuck behind the person doing 35. Two lanes? Get the fuck... And here's the thing. Why am I the bad guy that wants to speed? I think you're the bad guy. You're the fucking bad guy who's slowing the rest of us down. It's not my problem that you don't have anything to fucking do today. I have shit to do. I'm not saying do 70 and a 35, but can I ask for a 45? Is that crazy to ask for one lane doing 45 and one doing 35? And this woman, and you flash the lights. On the East Coast, you grow up, you flash the lights. That means move the fuck over. She flipped me off. She flipped me off.
You know what? And this is why I think you need another 6 years because you still don't get it. And this woman flicked you off. Maybe it was something you did.
Why can't you just move over?
Yeah, I know. Well, you're asking a lot out of drivers. You're asking most drivers do not have the wherewithal to take on responsibilities other than driving.
But my problem is just like with the littering and just like with that, you're only thinking about yourself.
Of course.
You're not thinking about yourself in the world.
Of course.
That is to me the single most annoying person. When you're not aware of other people around you.
By the way, do you think a president or any sort of candidate will ever run for office with just a whole forum of stances that include pet peeves?
They should.
Where it's like basically like, if I run for office, there will be a rule against people who fart and don't claim it in an elevator. There will be a penalty against people who come up and interrupt conversations to say hello to you when you're clearly in the middle of a conversation.
If you walk up to the front of a Starbucks line and you don't know what you want, you will be asked to leave the Starbucks location.
Dude, just social crimes?
Listen, there's a guy
Larry
running for
David,
president
Larry
right
David
now.
Larry David would love that, and he'd be the guy to make
he'd
that
be the
happen.
Guy to run it. And there's a guy who's running for president right now who's basically... He's like the dude who ran for class president in my high school. Free soda for everybody. I mean, that's basically what Trump is.
Yeah.
So it's not that too far-fetched, dude. If you ran on the principle of you will get your food hot at every restaurant in under 30 minutes, people are like, I'm going to fucking vote for that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were like the left-hand lane.
Well, a chunk of people would. A chunk of people would also understand that that's just not possible, that he can't make that happen.
Yeah, but there's enough stupid people.
Yeah.
Who still believe that the president can change.
They showed a picture of like a bunch of Trump supporters outside of a Trump rally.
Yeah.
And it was like not fair. The picture was so.
No.
Like every character that you would imagine would be at that Star Wars bar.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, like sometimes.
If there was a Walmart bar.
Sometimes don't judge
a
book by its cover, but sometimes the cover is what, it matches the story.
If there was a bar at the Walmart.
Is Walmart that? I mean, you see those pictures and there's a website dedicated to like
the people at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, look,
it can't be. I would want to know what percentage of the day has that clientele, because there's got to be. I've been into a Walmart.
Me too.
But it's usually late night on the road in like Kansas City when you get done with shows.
Yeah.
And you're driving around and you don't want to drink and you're like, what is there to do? And like, there's a Walmart. And then you go there and you walk around and it's big and you know.
You know what's fun to do?
You get a little high, you walk around, you get some Nerf toys, you get in the motorized handicap cart, you have little races.
You want to have some fun at the Walmart? Get high and go clothes shopping and just try clothes on. It's a good time.
Oh my God.
Because the clothes at the Walmart, you know, they're very affliction. So you can make yourself look fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. And I always mix and match and make it look perfect. I've tried on some suits at the Walmart.
Walmart has suits?
Yeah, they're not that real breathable. Yeah. You know, they're not real breathy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. All right, let's get into the topics that you wanted. You came up with some good ones, so I didn't want to rock the boat at all. But I love these ideas that you got for today.
Yeah. Well, I think first of all, the big news probably in your life is that Brady's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about
jerked off to it twice already.
Of course. And I'm not talking about like the Brady's, like they're doing a Brady Bunch reunion, which would also be just as exciting.
Not terrible. But it's like a movie. Like the way it's been built up has been like they're releasing the Brady movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's very
nonchalant about it, by the way. And apparently I saw some quote that was like, he looks great. He's ready to go. He's like, he's been training and I'm sure he has the best facilities and everything to be prepping.
Probably.
He probably has a whole team of people who are
running every
play.
Yeah.
Like it's like no time has passed. And obviously that's also, I think, who he is, right? He's not going to take those 4 weeks and just sit and chill and watch the games on Sunday. And
he seems like an obsessive
dude. Build a house.
Yeah. He seems like a guy who, you know, painted a picture of Goodell like on the bottom of his toilet bowl.
I made a Goodell
voodoo doll. Like he opens the fridge and there's a picture of Goodell in the back of the fridge. Like
I bet he does do that.
Oh, that dude.
You think that's what he's playing for, is to just stick it to Goodell?
Oh, 110%. He wants to ear fuck that dude.
Yeah.
He wants to stick it to him. Worse when the
all right now for the people who enjoy ear fucking as not some sort of like, you know, getting back at someone,
right? Just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say to them? Because you clearly just made a stance on ear fucking that it's like to harm someone.
No.
There are people out there who probably that's their go to.
Did I ever tell you that time I accidentally came in someone's ear?
No, and we're going to put a pin in that because we are going to talk about sports on this
podcast.
Okay,
I'm sorry. The Brady, that was a terrible thing. The Brady, let me ask you this. If Brady came back, when he comes back, and if they made a movie out of it, who plays Brady?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, how dare you?
Tom Hanks can do anything. If they do a movie about Meryl Streep's life, Tom Hanks will play Meryl Streep.
First of all, playing Brady is 100% Ryan Gosling.
Yo.
How could you eat?
Oh, that's actually a great idea.
I think Hanks.
Is he an athlete, though? Have we seen him do any athletic moves?
Have you seen him with his shirt off?
Have we seen Brady with his shirt off?
Yes.
How many times? Oh, I guess
he's not great. It's not great.
It's not great?
No.
Well, you mean it's not like what you thought it would be?
It's not Gosling.
Well, nobody's Gosling.
Okay. You say, because I say Tom Hanks, if Belichick plays Tom Hanks plays Belichick.
Wow.
I
wouldn't want
hoodie?
Hanks to do that because I hate Belichick so much.
Oh, how good would Hanks be?
He'd be amazing.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
Or Giamatti. Yeah.
Oh, Giamatti.
By the way, Josh just made it look like he was the one who got coming as
yeah.
He was surprised and excited that that's the answer. Giamatti would crush his Belichick.
You know who would play a good Goodell, but if you had, you'd have to age him up
Barry
a little
Pepper.
Bit?
Or Barry Pepper. You know who Barry Pepper
yeah,
is?
From yeah, from 51.
Yeah.
61. You know who could play Goodell if we aged him up a little bit? Benedict Cumberbatch. By the way, that dude's name is, I'm not sure that's even right. Is that Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. No, he was definitely not playing.
Goodell, you got to age him up.
Oh, Goodell. Okay.
You Goodell, age him up. You know, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Or Aaron Eckhart.
For Goodell?
Yeah, it's a great call.
But there needs to be like a love interest.
Yeah.
So is it a Giselle or is it like somebody who comes in?
It's Giselle or it's like an ex-girlfriend.
Does Giselle play Giselle?
I don't think so. No, I don't think she can act.
So you're still sticking with Hanks for Brady?
Yeah, I mean, I said that just because, well, if you want buzz and you want people who don't like Brady to care about that film, you get someone who everybody cares about.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, but that's an easy choice, though.
It's the choice. In the trailers.
Hanks is a better actor. Gosling looks more the part. So this is okay. Where the casting dilemma occurs.
Let me ask you a question. You're watching a trailer with your wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it comes on. Now, there's a movie about Brady. So it's a football movie. Automatically, she's like, I don't want to see this.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
And then they cut Gosling just walks in with his shirt off, just drying his hair like he just got out of the shower. And that's part of, I'm back. And he says to whoever's playing Giselle, I'm back next week.
You're right.
Fucking ticket sales. You're right.
Yep, ticket sales go through the roof.
It's why any movie Zac Efron has ever been in, there's at least a 3-second clip up front with him with the shirt off.
That ab on ab shit that he's got going
even
on.
I watch it, I'm like, well, I might go see that.
Yeah. His pecs have abs. That's how it shows. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah. That's Hanks as the hoodie is, I think, the best casting move of all time. Tom Hanks as Bill Belichick?
Yeah. What do you think Belichick has said to Tom during this whole time? Or do you think they've exchanged any messages or dialogue?
Oh, yeah. I think they send...
Definitely not through phone. So no, they have some sort of higher system they're using now because they've been caught with so many of the normal ways that people communicate.
But I think they send memes of like, you know, they take like a gay porn of some dude sucking another dude's dick and they put Goodell's face on there. Nice. I think they do all of that. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you have to.
Roger just busy in the office. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think they definitely meme up Goodell.
Now, do you think they go 12-0?
No. No, I don't want them to go 12-0, and I'm glad they lost the game. I watched that 18-0, and it was taxing on them. Look what happened to the Warriors last year in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it gets to be taxing because it's not just the season. Now the pressure of the regular season, which isn't normally there, it's like every game is the Super Bowl, and that's gotta wear on you a little bit. So no, I want them to have home field advantage. Because as we saw last year, that's super important. I want them to have home field advantage, and that's it. And I want them to be healthy. And after that, I don't care. 12-4, 13-3, 11-5. 11-5 won't do it, but, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I have to tell you right now, I think the best team, if I'm in the NFC, I'm scared shitless of the Seahawks.
Yeah, man. Pete Carroll, Richard Sherman, many people have gone on record to say this is the best Seahawks team. And better than our Super Bowl team of 2013.
I don't think there's any doubt.
We're deep. Jimmy Graham is playing like a fucking beast.
He's playing like the way you wanted him to play.
Yeah, dude.
Now, the one thing that could stop them is that offensive line is a little iffy.
Yeah, but it's coming together.
If Wilson continues to take a beating on his legs, and this is
health is everything. We don't operate or go as deep as we should if he's not around.
No, because I don't think without him running as a pocket passer, I don't think he takes you to the Super Bowl.
Also, his instincts are just insane. Like the relationship he's developed with Doug Baldwin and the way he's starting to mesh with Jimmy Graham, like throwing up some of these balls, just like assuming like they'll be there or they can get that. Like that just takes time.
Do you think he and Doug Baldwin like FaceTime when like Russ is in the supermarket shopping and he just calls Doug and he's like, Doug, what was that? Remember, do you ever call somebody, you have something to eat, and you forget what it is, and you call your buddy, you're like, what was that frozen food that we had at your house? Oh, the fucking chicken stir fry. Yeah. No, I got that at Trader Joe's. No, I'm here right now. Do you think they FaceTime with each other?
I would hope so. I think their relationship goes beyond the field.
Yeah, what kind of toothpaste did you bring on the road? I really love that. Was the Tom's.
For sure.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
They spend so much time together. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine as comedians if we did that?
I mean, we do on the road, but I mean, then you it's... in a weekend off a weekend. I mean, you know, when you did your big tour with Foxworthy and I went out with Adam Devine, I mean, that was the closest I think I've been to, you know, 40 days with somebody all the time. But even.
Yeah, you can find time to slip away.
Yeah.
When you went on that, and are you done with him with that tour?
No, we're going to do another one in January, but it's 40, but now it's going to be bus tour, not planes.
By the way, the bus tour is the best.
Yeah.
I've never slept better in my entire life.
Yeah.
But what was something about a tour like that that you didn't expect, but you were like, oh, this was actually pretty, I didn't know this was part of the deal. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can tell you what it was for me.
Yeah.
And what it was for me is I didn't quite understand the camaraderie that would come out of that tour. And I'm, you know, I played sport on sports teams. What I miss the most about playing sports is the camaraderie.
Yeah.
In that tour between, you know, cable guy and then the road manager, and he actually had a guy that was his trainer.
Yeah.
And the merch guy, it was like a really fun tour.
I mean, you don't get that in comedy because everyone's on that whole we're on the same team thing. I mean, it's still competitive, but like on a sports team, like you're not really competing with each other.
No. Right? Well, no, you're on the same team 100%.
Baseball,
same
maybe
goal.
A little bit. Baseball out of all of them.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess because it's, but still, you're still competing for one goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I will tell you, when I opened for people and when I opened for Chelsea and a cable guy, I did compete because whenever I walked on stage, I was like, I want to make this as hard as I possibly can for them.
Yeah.
Do you do the same thing or do you like, oh, it's not my show. I'm just going
to
fuck around.
No, I mean, I just try to, but I think that's just always been my, I don't think trying to like blow it out of the water, but I just always want, I want to crush every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a video of you improvising at the Comedy Store music wise.
Oh yeah.
The other day.
Oh yeah.
It's funny,
fun.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's funny. And it keeps reminding me, it doesn't have to fucking rhyme every time.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, like there was ones I was doing, but it was it just like
with
doing
the paperclip crowd hat?
Oh yeah.
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 That's funny just, shit.
Yeah. It was silly. That guy in the front, he had a paperclip. He had a beanie paperclip to his head.
That's too hipster for me.
And then he said, I go, what do you do? He goes, I'm a professional piece of shit.
Yeah, I saw that. But wait, was the whole hat made of paperclips?
No, it was just a beanie, but it was paperclip to his head.
Oh, I thought it was a paperclip beanie.
Oh, no, no, no.
And I was like, that's the most hipster
yeah, totally.
Fucking thing.
Yeah.
If you, like, that it would be the ultimate hipster, the guy with the paperclip beanie. I would have to maybe push him down just on principle.
I think even that's too...
Hey, man. Sorry, I had to fucking push you down on
someone
principle.
Someone was going to do it. Well, so if you guys... All right, so I think the NFL on a whole is excited that Brady is back. Because
they should be.
You want the best of the best to be playing.
Yep.
Just the same way that...
Who do you think the biggest disappointment in the NFL is right now? Who do you think the biggest disappointment is? And who is the biggest surprise?
Probably the... Well, the Cowboys are actually playing well.
They are. I mean, the Cardinals are a huge disappointment.
I mean, the Redskins. I mean, not the Redskins. The Browns. I mean, you would think with, like, picking up RG3, you would hope that maybe they
win
would
a game?
Yeah. And just have something to be excited about.
I think...
Thank God they have the Cavs.
I know. I think...
Although the Indians are playing dope.
They are, and they're playing the Red Sox tonight.
Game one.
I am going to be an... If I don't make it back, so I don't think I'll be able to make it back for a game for the Indians. But if they don't make it out of this round, but if they make it to play the Rangers, I'm going. We should actually go.
Can I go?
We should go and do a podcast from the stands.
Really?
With my stuff. I wonder if they would.
Big Poppy hook up seats? Or would we just have to buy them?
We'll get seats.
Yeah.
But. I wonder if they would let me bring it in and we could do it.
Probably not. That equipment looks like a bomb.
Does it? It's a microphone.
Yeah, the little Zoom.
Yeah.
It's very bomb-like. You know, it's just very compact.
Yeah, you know
square.
What? I would ask somebody I know who's...
Yeah.
And just say, will they let us through security with this? Because if we did a podcast live from the game, that would be pretty fucking great.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
But we would be annoying to the people around us because
we're comics.
Or I guess everyone's chatting, but not everyone's chatting the whole time.
Incessantly. And the way we go off on tangents.
Like, you've been at those games and there's people behind you just talking the whole time.
Good point.
It's the worst.
You want to punch those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want some silence. You want to just sit and absorb the sounds of the game sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I can't just hear like the sound of one peanut guy from 1,000 feet away.
Yeah.
Because this guy behind me keeps talking about how when I used to play.
It's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's a really good point. We would be that guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. And eventually, and Boston fans, I mean, would not have that.
No.
We would get 3-4 minutes in, but they'd be like, you guys going to say that the whole time?
They'd also just be talking screaming the whole time? Shit. They'd be, you know, my buddy's favorite thing
hey,
to
you
scream?
In the Mariners hat.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Because I would be wearing all Seattle gear.
There's a buddy of mine who, whenever someone was on the phone, he didn't want them on the phone. Or was talking to somebody he didn't want them talking to, he would just start screaming black cock behind him. Black cock! Black! If someone's on the phone, he'd be like, black cock! Big black cock!
It
black.
Would always work?
They'd just get off the phone.
Yeah.
That's just the way you just start screaming.
Another social crime that could be...
Hey, when people talk...
Talking on the phone too loud in
the gym.
Gym, elevators. By the way, you can talk on the phone in gyms. And I've been in situations... Mainly one gym in Edmonds, Washington. It's kind of, there's an older crowd that attends this gym. It's like a...
This could be a time period, though, and it can't be loud talk.
No, it can't be. But there, it said no cell phones in the cardio area. And this dude, by the way, there was like 4 of us in the entire workout area. And there was a big area. And he was like 9 machines over. and I was on, and he looked over at me one time, and he goes, hey, he goes, you get off it. You can't be on it. The guy was old. He was a curmudgeon of a man who definitely, you could tell his life was now dedicated
to getting upset.
Yeah. He was now like, all right, here's what, I'm now 74. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to brush my teeth, and I'm going to find something to get upset about. And that's going to be my Monday through Friday. And on the weekends, yeah, maybe I'll take a day off because I'll be around my grandkids. And I want to, you know, and they bring me joy. But 5 days a week, I'm getting pissed about something that I shouldn't have to really be concerned about.
Yeah.
And so then he tattled on me. He told one of the people that he knows.
And did they ask you?
Yeah, to get off the phone.
What's your biggest? Okay.
It was a 90-minute conversation, so that might have went 2 minutes.
Okay, we've been talking a little bit pet peeve this show. What's your big? Because there are definite gym pet peeves.
Yeah.
Where now? I will tell you, I work out at the LA Fitness in the Valley, and it's for like anybody who was on a TV show in the 70s is there. So for me, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people with great stories and shit. And what was, did he hold up a sign?
30 minutes left.
Got it.
That's true.
But this one dude, yesterday in the stretching room, one of his nuts was hanging out, his shorts. And,
you sent me a video.
Oh, wait, did you see that?
I didn't actually watch the whole video.
You didn't see the video?
I saw the image, and then I saw a nut, and I go, I'm not looking at that.
You have to, it's the most talented nutsack you've ever seen in your life.
I'll watch it on it. Wait, how close did you get to
just
this?
Just watch this. It's the most talented nutsack you've ever seen. Wait for it.
Wait a minute.
Wait for it. Woohoo!
What the fuck was
that? Wait for it again.
What the fuck was that? No, dude. No. What was that?
How are you telling me? You know, the first thing I thought of was.
That wasn't at the gym.
Wasn't at the gym.
Oh.
The first thing I thought of.
I thought that was what you saw at the gym. I was like, why is there a hand?
The first thing I thought of when I saw that was, why wasn't I born with those talented nuts? Will you try to explain to people what you saw?
All right. What I just saw is something I will never look at again.
No, yes, you will. And you'll send it. How many people will you send it to?
I'll send it to at least five on this podcast. Including my dad.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it when people get indignant. Like, I'm never fucking. Nah, how many people send that to? Nah, 20.
At least.
Yeah.
It's like when somebody tells you a secret and they go, promise not to say anything. And you're already thinking about the people's day you're going to make by telling them.
In your brain, you're thinking, you mean promise not to tell anybody outside of the people I'm already planning on telling.
Look, I've kept a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
Like most people have. Yeah. And then there's some that you have somebody who you think is good at keeping that secondary secret.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a great Harrison Ford movie.
The Secondary Secret?
Yeah.
Oh, do the trailer for The Secondary Secret.
This summer, one man, one woman.
I can't believe you told him.
Secondary Secret. Yeah, that's the trailer. It's real quick. I can't. That's all you need.
Yeah.
No, then Harrison Ford, no.
Do you have a Harrison Ford impersonation?
I had to tell him. He made me tell him.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, now, have you ever done a Harrison Ford before?
Yeah, one time.
Dude, that's pretty good.
It's low and gravelly.
Yeah, it's the Kiefer Sutherland.
I hate snakes, Dad. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates snakes. Just say a line. I'm Harrison Ford.
All right, give me an impersonation. Who am I going to do?
I'll have a grande cappuccino.
Oh, yeah. Order a Reuben. But take it easy on the Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah. That was a terrible Harrison Ford, by the way.
No, you're ordering. Oh, okay.
I thought you were just piggybacking on it. I was like, at least try. Yeah.
All right, order. I'm going to be your waitress, and we're at Cantor's. And what can I get for you?
Sorry, I'm out of breath. I just regained control of a plane.
Yeah, I'm saying that's okay. Dude, you want a water?
Two waters,
okay.
And a bowl of soup.
Okay.
Chewy. Sorry, my son sounds like an elephant when I tell him to do a Chewy impression.
I wasn't ready. I thought you were talking about Chewy from Chelsea Lately.
Hey,
oh,
Miss
nice.
Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, there are two Chewies.
Okay, so, and did you want something to eat?
Yeah, what? A sandwich on rye bread.
Rye bread, okay.
Sauerkraut.
What kind of sandwich would you like?
Potato salad sandwich.
A potato salad sandwich?
Just make it.
Did you want the potato salad with the mustard or the mayonnaise?
Both,
okay.
And Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Just no snakes. I hate snakes.
So let me see if I got this right. You'd like a bowl of soup?
Yeah.
A potato salad sandwich on rye.
Yeah.
And two cups of water with no snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How would you like to pay for this?
I just found the ark.
Yeah.
What do you take the ark? Food stamps. Are you good with EBT? Yeah. Times are tough. Hollywood Homicide 2 didn't do well.
Dude, that's a pretty good...
That's all right.
It's not terrible. Do you want to give me one voice to do?
Yeah, sure. Tom Hanks. Mm. Only because that's like the toughest. One guy can do Tom Hanks. His name is Jonathan Kite, and he's on
he
two
He does
roles.
It very well.
You heard of Hanks?
Yes.
It's unreal.
Yeah. He also does a Pacino
that's worthy of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody can kind of do a Pacino, but his is...
The Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who else has the Pacino is also Craig Gass.
Yeah.
Craig Gass's Pacino is pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty strong. Craig Gass is Gene Hackman. I've told you, we talked about this.
Yes.
Because it's such a nondescript. No, but it
is Gene Hackman, yeah.
But his Gene Hackman is like fucking spot on.
All right, so I'm gonna take that nut video and I'm gonna send it to five people and I'll let you know their responses.
Would you explain to people what the video is?
So it was a shot of
a nutsack
and
hanging out of jeans,
and then a hand went to touch it and it recoiled like a Venus flytrap.
Like an octopus. Like, you know how the head of the octopus might recoil?
By the way, let's just say there were nuts in the bag, and then you went to touch it, and there were no nuts, and it was just an empty bag.
And then the nuts came back out again.
It was like when a vacuum bag is full, and then it goes to nothing when you let it all, when there's nothing, as you've sucked up nothing.
They came back out. And the first thing
How is that guy not a millionaire or an America's Got Talent?
How do you get talented nuts like that?
I don't know. That's how do you figure out you can do that, by the way?
I want to tell you.
There must be something in your body. You have a turn or a twitch or a muscle at some point where you just feel, oh, I have more control on there than I thought I did.
It's a superpower that basically stops you from ever getting hit in the nuts because you can just retract them into your body anytime you want.
There will never be another one of that guy.
No.
And just to transition, there will never be another Michael Jordan. And I want to bring up something that Dwayne Wade said recently, where he said, LeBron, doesn't matter what he does. I'll just read the quote, actually. Dwayne Wade said, it's not possible. It's not possible. And then he laughed. The only thing you can do is tie it, referring to his like legacy and the amount of championships that he has. He says, I don't know if James has the ability to surpass him or not. That's yet to be seen. My version as LeBron being on par with Michael is this. They're both on the golf course. Michael's on the 18th hole. LeBron is somewhere on like the fourth hole. He's got a long way to go, but he's on par to get to the 18th hole. I think everyone knows that James is a phenomenal player. He's one that we haven't seen with the makeup of a 6'8 guy who runs as fast as any point guard, jumps as high as any center, and has the ability that he has to do so many things. But Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time, that who everyone shoots for. So it's going to be hard to surpass that. I mean, Wade is also speaking from a guy who grew up watching him in Chicago, but also he's speaking from a guy who knows what the fuck he's talking about.
But why do we have to keep comparing people to
Jordan? Because it's fun, and it's sports, and it's something to talk about.
Yeah, but it's so ridiculous. Two different eras.
When will it get put to rest? LeBron has to win at least, by the way, five more to even be considered, for the conversation even make sense to
happen. Or is he at three?
Yeah.
So he has to win at least three more.
If Kobe had won six and maybe seven, you could almost, you know?
Yeah.
Kobe did it all in one place, at one spot. Like,
yeah.
These other guys, you know, Durant now has just... And I don't, you know, Durant was a Sonic and I'll love him at that time. I still will root for him. And, you know, he went to a super team and that's, dude, they're going to dominate so hard. It's not even funny.
No,
and
but
it's
not, I don't
it's not
think
even
so.
Fair.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think
Do you see the way they move that ball? Dude, when you have three guys that can just drop 30 at any moment and will, every game, two of those guys are going to have 30.
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah. So, but Kobe, if he had won six and or seven, then you go, oh man, he did it, you know, and he did it. Jordan was on the Bulls when they weren't great, and then pieces got moved and shifted and added around him, and he got great and made them great, and then they won. And Kobe did the same thing, losing Shaq and then rebuilding and going through a couple of shitty years. Why Kobe will never be considered is because he had the off-court stuff, you know.
I also think, and I know Scottie Pippen is Scottie Pippen, without a doubt, and Dennis Rodman is Dennis Rodman, but Kobe had way better teams than Jordan. But anytime you had Shaq, anytime you have Shaq, who at the time was the single most dominant player in the league.
Yeah.
Not just the best. I don't know if he was the best. He was the single most dominant person.
And he didn't care. And no. That's why they didn't win eight championships.
Fucking Kobe crazy. Nuts.
That is so heartbreaking in a sense, because it's like, man, it would have been dope to see them win like eight championships. But like,
it wouldn't have.
They were, yeah.
Fuck the Lakers. Fuck the Lakers.
There were times I remember seeing like the Lakers being up like 15 with like a minute left and somebody scoring a bucket and Kobe throwing the ball in all pissed and yelling at his teammate because they like score. It's like that is an extra level of competitiveness and just like desire to win and just be great all the time that Shaq didn't have. Shaq was like taking his summers off and doing movies and kicking it. Kobe was playing all year round and getting better, and Shaq didn't want to do that. So then when you get to the game, if something happened, it was like, fuck you, man. Like, yeah, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because if you had worked out this summer and done some shit.
The rumor is also early on in a practice, Shaq slapped Kobe pretty fucking hard.
Whoa, a bitch slap?
That's the rumor. And, you know, the rumor also is that Kobe does not forget. And he does not.
Would you forget a male bitch slap?
No. But he was, from what I, that's the rumor, is that in that, they never came. And just recently, Shaq apologized, Kobe apologized, and they're back. But.
Dude, if I had a girlfriend and you fucked her, I would be very upset. But if you bitch slapped me afterwards, yeah. I'd never forget that. I'd forget the fuck at some point.
Yeah, I can't have someone slap me in the face. Because especially I can't have somebody that much larger where I'm like, well, I just have to take
that
this.
Hand too. That's you. There's extra. There's like 5 years of never forgetting in that hand.
Or one slap and you forget fucking everything. Yeah. I have a feeling.
Like one of those Men in Black things?
Yeah, I think it would be one of those you know the cartoon where your neck twists and then it goes back the other way?
Yeah.
Like I think if he slapped me, that's my
probably
neck.
Break
would
your neck.
I don't think there's a probably.
Wow.
I don't
that
think
hand,
there's
yeah.
I asked Brendan Schaub recently, and I go, just out of curiosity, man, what percentage of the people on planet Earth do you think you could beat in a fight?
Great question.
Right?
What'd he say?
98, 99.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Fuck. What does it take
and
to
then
get
I,
to that percentage?
Yeah, and then I asked him, I go, how does that change the way you walk about the Earth? He goes, not in the way you think, man. He said, I'm just more aware.
It changes how he conducts himself in line at Baskin Robbins if people are sampling too much.
Yeah, and if you take too long
you
ordering your food,
bit,
it swells up and he doesn't mind punching a hole in a chest.
Or maybe just get behind him and nudge him a little bit in the back.
He's actually the other way.
Because ever get nudged in line and then you turn around from it and you want to be like, hey, man, what the fuck? Like if you turn around and saw him.
Oh, you'd be like.
You'd speed up your process.
Oh, you'd let him go in front of you.
Yeah.
Did you need to get in front of me?
Yeah.
Right now? Go ahead. Yeah, that's a good idea. He said, it's the other way around. I'm less aggressive because I know that I could literally kill 99% of the people on the planet with my bare hands.
Fuck.
What percentage do you think? I was thinking about it.
Dude, I mean,
let's say 51.
That's a very vulnerable question because I want to seem tough to our listeners.
But we're not. Let's be honest. Let's say that 51%
of the
planet.
I did 9
push-ups
yesterday.
Yeah. 51% of the planet women.
2 weeks ago.
51% of the planet of women. So I say I can beat up 45% of them.
Wow. Yeah, not 50.
Not 51, no, because there's Ronda Rousey.
I'll
and there's
go.
Plenty.
Now, what are you basing this off of? Like, how many?
Size. I just think I'm probably bigger and stronger than most women, but I think there's probably.
You're talking about how many women you can beat up?
People on the planet.
Oh.
Let's start with the women, because that's where I think I'm going to do best.
So you think you can beat up 45% of the women on planet Earth?
Yeah, you add kids and old people. 45% isn't a crazy percentage of the way, because I think it's way down for guys.
Why are you needing to fight with so many women?
I'm just saying that the question is a planet Earth. How many people on planet Earth? What percentage of the people?
Of the people.
And in that people, 51% are women.
I'll say 32%.
You got 32% of the women?
Of everybody. I'm saying of everybody. Men, women, children, 32%.
Well, that's super low.
Is it?
Well,
it's pretty high considering, have you seen, dude? My nieces are friends with this kid. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
This kid in 2 years is going to be like punching at a third grade level.
Yeah, but you can beat him up now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm talking about right now.
Oh,
fuck
okay.
That kid. You could fucking put his head through a wall. So fuck him.
He does have a shitty haircut.
Yeah, then just rub that shitty haircut right in
me.
The mud.
I bet I can skip rocks better than you.
He taunts you?
I bet you can, Nathan.
Oh.
And when you're done doing that, you can fuck off.
Yeah, because I'm going to urine my fucking 32%, bitch. Okay. I say.
I don't blame him though. You have no filter as a kid. You don't know the idea.
No,
of
that's the best
yet.
Thing about no
taunting,
filter.
Like just like I. Part of me like misses just being able to talk shit like that without any sort of repercussions.
What percentage?
I bet I can skip rocks better than you, dude. If you said that to me and I didn't know you, I'd be like, dude, I fucking roll my sleeves up. I drop my laptop.
Get in there,
yeah.
Find a nice slick rock.
Yeah.
You're What you? So you think you can only beat up like 20% of men on planet Earth?
No. Oh, of men. Oh, okay. Because then 12. No, of men, I'd say. I'd get up to the 40s.
I think I'm somewhere around there too.
Yeah.
Because I honestly think anybody under the age, between the age of 20 and 30 could definitely beat the shit out of me. I just feel like stamina wise, you know, speed wise, I'm going to be thinking about throwing a punch and eight are going to hit me in the face.
Also, you got to look at like how many fights and scuffles are you getting into, you know?
Yeah. I think I would wear it out.
It's not like,
oh, I've told you what my fight record is, right?
Yeah.
So it's not great. So I say if I percentage of all the people on planet Earth, I say I could come on top of a fight because in this room, I think I'm 0-3. So right now, that's why I'm not feeling great. But right. I say I could beat up 62% of the people on planet Earth.
Good for you.
What do you think? Where are you at? You still think you're at 30%?
No, I'm going to go up to like 41.
Where do you think for you? 2%? 2%?
It's an honest
What do you
response.
Think about you? What? Around 62%? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Not that, no, I feel like I don't like my odds in that fight.
That's a bad move for Josh Wolf.
But can you imagine being at 99%?
Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, he's been in a lot of fights. He knows he knows what he brings to the table.
How would that change the way you walked around the earth?
If I was six, he's 6'5", 6'6".
He's 6'5", and just...
If I was 6'5", and yoked like that, yeah, dude, I would also say 98%. Even if I'd never fought a day in my life. I'd be like, yeah, because you just trust. That size just defeats everything.
Where it's almost like that Bugs Bunny cartoon where you're like, I will pet him and queen him and call him George.
Yep.
You just hit him once on top of the head and they go into the ground like a carrot.
Yep.
That would be a great fight move. If your fight move was the
carrot,
the fist on top of the head where you
see
just
you
fucking,
later.
Oh.
Yeah. Right into the ground. Oh my God.
That
Some
would be
UFC
great.
Fighter should pick, that should have, yeah. How is that not a Mortal Kombat move?
How is that not the nail, the hammer and nail?
Hammer and the nail. Where you just straighten them up.
And you just fucking hammer him into the ground?
That's crazy. Oh my God, can you imagine seeing that on live TV?
I would love
that
to
would
see
get
that
shared more TV. Than that nut video.
And that video hasn't been shared enough. It's hurting my feelings.
Yeah, it's going to get around. I'm going to post it. I'm going to send it to my dad. He'll send it to people at his office. He'll get fired. And then,
retract the octopus nuts?
There's no comparison for women for that, is there?
No, I would. You can't suck your vagina into your body.
Well, no, with that attitude, I would like to be. I'd like to be encouraging to our listeners to tell them they can do anything with their lives.
Hey, you know you're talking about Brady coming back.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's back.
First of all, Brady coming back is a big deal. It's not as a big deal to me as the fan throwing a bottle of a can of beer onto the field in the Blue Jays.
That was
Orioles
crazy,
Wilder
right?
Game. That was crazy, but I love how. I mean, it kind of. The Blue Jays fans own that shit. They when Adam Jones yelled at the stands afterwards, rightfully so. Like I don't know what you're gonna do, but you gotta yell something. And I love too I love these shots when it was a slow-mo shot of him being like, "Fuck you, motherfuckers!"
Yeah.
And Ernie Johnson's like, "Clearly he's fired up." And I'm like, "Yeah." I mean, it's like there was a shot back in the day of Kevin Garnett as a Celtic running down the court, fired up after he just done some dunk, and it was in the playoffs, and they went up like five, and he runs down the court in slow-mo, and he's like. That's right, motherfucker. Suck my fucking dick, you fucking piece of shit. Like, it was very, you could very clearly read his lips.
Is Kevin Garnett deaf?
No, it's in slow-mo.
Oh, sorry, okay.
And he's running down the court, and he's saying that, and it's you know, they have, like, you know, the NBA on TNT music over it as they're cutting to commercial, and Marv Albert's like, and Kevin Garnett says, come on, guys. But it's like clearly, like I love it. I was like, dude, Marv, don't try to put an alternate phrase in there. He clearly was like, stuck my fucking
pointing
dick.
To his
oh,
dick.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And it was just, sometimes they speak so quickly, you can't tell. But so when Adam Jones did that, I was like, yeah, you got to do something. But then when he got up to plate, up to bat the next inning, like the Blue Jays fans booed so hard. And it was just like, that was them being like, yeah, we like, you know what? Yeah, we threw a fucking can of beer. And also, fuck you, man. And then he struck out and they went nuts. And I was like, that's kind of, I mean, you know,
you
look,
can't throw shit on the field, though.
It's also one. I remember I posted some immediately. It was like, man, that was. I was like, I love this guy and I love this guy and I love Joe Carter. I was like, but that was fucking bullshit, Toronto. And then some guy posted, like, that was one person. You can't judge a whole fan base based on that. I was like, you kind of can, actually, because then you guys, like, then when Buck Showalter came out to, like, yell about it, they booed Buck Showalter. So I was like, well, now you can judge everybody.
It's not just one guy who threw the can booing. That would be hilarious.
Also, they didn't find the dude. So like,
no, he took off.
Yeah. So, but also, I bet he stood there for a minute. And that, I don't know where to stand on that, where I'm sure everyone around was like, not good. Like, that's kind of dope to me that they didn't like call him out, because maybe everyone in that stand was just like, yo, we fucking signed the pack of Section 312.
Dude.
Nobody rats anybody out if you do some crazy shit, you know?
The best thing I've ever seen at a baseball game with fans on Fenway, at Fenway, some dude ran out of the stands onto the field. He's running around. And I love seeing the security guards chase a fast guy.
Yes.
You know when they do the dodge, security, it's fucking great.
It's the best.
So the guy in the right field stands at Fenway, down that line, the fence is probably 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
So he's running. He dives into the stands head first. The guys come second, right? Maybe like 3 seconds after. They run up the stands. The dude had dove into the stands, took his hat off, took his shirt off, and walked right back to the front. So when the security guards were like, where are they going? Dude was pointing. He was like, the other guy's over there. It was the dude right in front of him.
Whoa.
It was amazing.
That's incredible.
And when they ran away, he turned around and just kind of nodded his head to everybody, and everyone was like, fucking great. But nobody ratted that dude out.
No.
Okay. Where do you think the line is? Because when you asked me about it, I think, short of,
like, if it was a juice box, would there be such a big deal?
Yeah, a Capri Sun.
As Adam Jones said, a can of beer, like, if that had hit him in the back of the head, that could have done some damage. An orange slice.
Where do you think the line is? For pros,
you're still breaking the fourth wall. You can't throw anything.
I agree.
But so
for pros, I think you should be able to say whatever you want to them. To me, the difference is they're getting paid. You're getting paid. I'm getting paid to be at the game. I'm not saying you should, but I think you should be able to say whatever outside of racial.
Wait, I'm getting paid to be at the game.
I paid to be at the game.
Okay.
Outside of racial shit, you should be able to say whatever you want. I think, and I've always thought this, for college games, disagree. I think anytime they yell at a player, those are kids. They're not being paid. As a matter of fact, somebody's making billions of dollars off of them. Those are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids.
So you shouldn't be able to yell at college kids.
You're a fucking grown-ass man.
Yeah.
What are you in the stands yelling at this fucking kid for?
Yeah.
Who's just trying to get through college or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's got 90,000 people staring at him.
Yeah.
So they're not getting paid.
Oh.
They're not making any money. You, at the college games, should be able to root for your team, root against the other team. But I'm totally against, if they're not getting paid, I'm totally against that shit. I know that seems really fucking like we're treating them with kid gloves. We're not.
Now, youth games? What about like a sixth grade?
You should be able to yell at a sixth grader for sure.
For sure.
You got to toughen them up.
Yeah.
Because you know their parents aren't.
Well, the parents from the stands are doing most of the yelling.
Yeah, but I find when you call a kid bitch tits, they like that a lot. You call the little sixth grader bitch tits.
They respond.
Yeah, it motivates them.
Yeah.
In a positive / negative way.
Yeah. I can't imagine going through life without the teasing I endured, you know? Because it definitely, as a chub kid.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I had a belly.
You had a belly. That's not being a fat kid.
I had a belly and titties. I had a good belly titty combo with meaty nipples.
Do they call you dick and tits kid?
I wish. My friend
in
eighth grade called me meaty nips.
Fuck.
And that was when I was like, man, I need to.
Meaty Nips, by the way, could be a spinoff snack from like Cheez-Its.
It also could be a punk band.
Meaty Nips?
Meaty Nips.
Yeah.
But that was my motivation to work out, that guy, because I was like, okay, these nipples are never going to get smaller. I'm going to have to make some things.
That's why we kind of need, like, look, we don't need a ton of bullies, but a few in every region.
Just to push the needle a little.
Just to push the needle a little bit. That's why, who was it that said, where did I hear they go, man, Trump, they were like, Trump is like the biggest bully of all time. And look what happens when we get rid of all the bullies. One comes along, we don't know how the fuck to handle it.
To me, he's an insult comic.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, when he speaks, I'm the combination of fascinated and disgusted. It's a crazy combination.
Yeah.
I can't stop watching, but I'm like, what is
But he? You'd be glad to stop watching.
Yes.
If it was not on anymore, you wouldn't miss it.
But if he had a television show once a week where he just talked for 30 minutes.
Oh, he will after this.
Would you watch?
He's not going to win and he'll get a television show.
So I know we got under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So here's a couple of things what we haven't done. We haven't done state capitals, which I want to do next week.
We'll do it on the next week. Yeah.
Okay. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Great.
We next week, 100%, because I've had some people call me a bold-faced liar now. They said that you are never going to sing the karaoke challenge.
Oh, no.
I have been told by two people. that they think that you, and I told them that that is not the case.
And pussing out?
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
I mean, out of anything that you would be nervous about, doing karaoke is not on the list. First of all, you got a killer voice.
Now, why do they say that? They think I can't sing?
That's the thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think we do it next week for sure.
I am. Wow. All right. I am.
And just so you know, you do it for 2 weeks. And just, I think you're also 0 for 2 with your gambling bets. So you're about to lose another bet here pretty soon.
Well, for those of you who think I can't sing, I'm going to silence the haters for just a minute by playing a little verse of a song from.
Is this from the goddamn Comedy Jam?
This is from a song slash cartoon music video that I wrote 2 years ago when I was really high about a boy and his horse, and the horse dies and then sings a song to his young...
Are you playing piano?
No. My buddy did the music. I wrote the music. He then produced it.
You wrote it?
Yeah. And then he... and then I recorded. Let's give you a couple lines of this.
Once upon a time in a faraway land lived a boy and his horse that died in the sand, and now the ghost of his horse is singing to you.
Sound kind of British.
We were walking through the forest for a very long time. The boy had lost his watch, so we didn't know what time it was. And then he died, and so did I. But you got to know that I didn't want to die.
So high, by the way. Here's the chorus.
You got to know. Maybe I tried. Maybe I cried.
Is this the horse singing?
Yeah.
I just couldn't hide the way that I feel. I tried to step it up.
Oh, my Lord.
Listen, girl, shut up.
So anyway, I will be singing karaoke. We'll do it next week.
That's a good one, dude. That's a good too.
Watch the whole thing. Get high and watch it. And because knowing that I did it while high, you'll be like, what a fucking... You'll lock in more.
I can't believe you and I haven't been high together yet.
We'll do this karaoke and then do it. Maybe then do a podcast very high.
That is a fucking...
Sometimes people do that and it's like, you know, they're great and sometimes they're not great. But there's, you know, you and I think would be great high together.
I think it's a superb idea. Yeah. Next week, we karaoke and then we go back to your place and just record it.
Great.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah. I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 2 shows. And then starting to hit the road a lot. So check AdamRayTV.com for all my tour dates.
I'm going to Old Cello this weekend.
I saw you post that and I really, I want to go. And I know it's only 2 hours from San Diego, but I saw on Sunday, which the only show I could attend is The Who and
Roger Waters.
I would like to see that. I would like to see Paul McCartney more. So I don't really care about The Who.
Yeah, but we take some mushrooms and we watch Pink Floyd.
Oh, man.
I have mushrooms. And because I have mushrooms and I'm going with my brothers, and my brother's like, well, you know, we haven't done mushrooms in 15 years. We're not sure now is the age to jump back in.
Yeah.
But I'm no quitter. I don't know if you know that about me.
I know that about you.
So I was just planning on taking them by myself, but wouldn't mind if you wanted to stroll up to Happy Ave.
Let me see how the shows go. If I ride the waves of those shows and I'm feeling good Sunday morning.
Got a place for you to stay and everything.
Okay. Not a big Roger Waters fan.
Whatever.
Yeah. What a great response.
Whatever. Yeah. We're taking mushrooms.
Yeah, you're
we'll
right.
be with 200,000 people.
Yo, I wasn't a huge Grateful Dead fan, and I drank Molly for the first time and watched them play.
With Mayer.
Yeah.
How great was it?
It was great.
So we'll take some mushrooms.
The Molly made it better.
Well, can you tell me by Saturday if you're going to want to come?
Because I'll probably tell you by today.
Okay, because
I think it's a big stretch because I'm supposed to be back here in LA, but it's one of those things where it's like, look, you make a choice, you adjust, you go see something great, you live your life.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and you know what? I'll pick up an extra mushroom or two if you want to come. Have you ever done mushrooms?
Twice. We've talked about it.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be 3 times, motherfucker.
I don't know, man. I want that third time to be.
Are you about to say fun?
No.
I mean, that sentence couldn't have ended well for me.
With a family member.
Oh, okay. You didn't do mushrooms with your dad?
I don't know about that. I think that would probably kill him, but.
If you did mushrooms with your dad, some shit would be unleashed that he would.
It wouldn't be good. I would love to smoke pot with that. I've smoked pot with my mom only a couple times, and she even, I'll say this real quick before we get out of here. We're up in the bathroom and we're inhaling, and I blew it out, I guess, a little quick. I took a hit and then blew it out, and my mom goes, "Hold it in longer, you'll get a better high."
Hilarious.
And then she just starts laughing. She goes, "Jesus Christ, I'm doing drugs with my son and I'm still mothering him." And I'm just like, fucking so funny. And then she made like 8 different casseroles, told me she wants to come back in a second life as Bette Midler.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did. And we talked about that at great length. And then we watched Carol King Kennedy Center Honors when they honored Carol King. And we both like fucking sobbed at one point because there was like a really beautiful tribute.
I'm going to ask one question. We're going to get out of here. Yeah. If you could come back as a woman.
Wow.
What woman would you come back as? And this is a tricky one.
No, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
For me, it's one of two. I think
there's two on the top of my tongue. Whoopi Goldberg is one.
Really?
Yeah. Because I would love to know what it was like to film the movie Ghost.
Okay. It could be Demi Moore and done that.
Demi Moore, yeah, but then I have to be on the receiving end of a lot
of dicks.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're a woman,
I say that with the utmost respect because I'm sure.
You don't think Whoopi's seen a ton of dicks?
Has she? Isn't she gay?
No. Whoopi has seen a ton of dicks all over the place.
Who's seen more, Whoopi or Demi? And that's the question we're going to end on.
By the way, if I was a betting man, Whoopi's seen way more dicks than Demi Moore.
Whoa. Whoopi, if you want to confirm or deny this, that's at Adam Ray Comedy and at Josh Wolf Comedy.
And by the
Twitter.
Way, I choose between Beyonce and Madonna.
Great calls.
Speaking of a lot of dicks.
Jesus,
I mean, Madonna's
Christ.
Seen a
the
couple.
Most dicks. The most dicks.
Not just a lot.
No.
The most.
Yeah. All right.
We'll see you next
right
week.
Great up. Bye, guys.
Good call.
Hey guys, it's me, Owen Benjamin, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will because we learn from it. And it's kind of fun. And we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh? With me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it. Be sure to rate it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/OwenBenjamin. I love you.